Yeah, of course I do. I think, obviously I played there for 8 years. It's made some great friendships there, great relationships with, some people in Green Bay. And Lambeau is always a very special place for, me and my family coming up. Didn't get to see him much throughout the 8 years. That was the one time I really got to see him during football games. So, but, once the game starts, you got to focus on your job, being a professional, going out there and, obviously doing everything you can to win the game. So I think the whole pregame might be a little different, being on the opposing sideline. But you know what? I've never been a guy that really gets enamored with the crowd or the noise. You just go out there, you focus on doing your job, and but I'd be foolish to say that Green Bay wasn't special for me.
What's your best memory of playing Lambeau?
I don't know. I think those late season games when it's 0 degrees outside and everybody's freezing, and that to me, I always took a great amount of joy in playing in those type of games when the conditions are really, really bad, and just kind of makes it fun. So I think those were some of my favorite games that I played there.
What kind of welcome do you expect from the crowd
there? I have no idea, to be honest with you. I thought about it a little bit. I think I don't think there was a relationship that ended on bad terms. Certainly not from my end. So, but you never know with fans. Obviously, division rival. They kind of forget pretty quick, how long a guy played there, but it is what it is. I don't look for, cheers, booze. It doesn't matter to me. It's not going to affect, my mindset.
What makes it so difficult to play there?
I think, they sell out damn near every single game. It's loud in there, especially those primetime games. The crowd really gets jacked up for it. And, just the surface. I think a lot of guys that aren't used to playing on grass, it can kind of catch you off guard a little bit, with how slick it gets. And, when I was playing in Green Bay, you always could count on a couple plays where guys might slip and it might make a difference in the ball game. So, we've obviously got to make sure we're taking care of that and with our equipment, not, shooting ourselves in the foot there with anything that happens on the field. But it's just a great environment, one of the best stadiums in all of football. And, a lot of guys like playing there, and just because of the history of the building. So, I've obviously played a lot of games there. I'm pretty familiar with the grass. Just trying to share some of those tips with the guys in the locker room here.
TJ, how reflective do you get in a week like this? I mean, how do you separate the business from going back, seeing the fans, memories that make them up?
Honestly, the only time I've reflected so far is when I've been asked about it. I don't sit at home and think about all the memories I had in Green Bay. Obviously, that's in the past. I had a great time, but I'm more focused on right now. And, so I've kind of been caught off guard a little bit. I was expecting questions about, going back and everything, but that's really the only time I think about it. I've kind of got to come up with some quick answers about how I feel, just because I'm not a guy who lives in the past. Obviously, I'm a professional. I got a job to do here.
Did you ever get a chance to do the leap, Lambeau leap, ever?
Not in a game. We used to mess around in practice every now and then, but that was about it. The wall's a lot higher than it looks, too. It was a struggle.
You've spent some time around Brett Hundley. How prepared do you think he is to lead that team?
He's a professional. I think this is his third or fourth year now in the system. And, he's a guy who it was always fun watching him in the preseason games. He never got any regular season snaps unless it was a blowout one way or the other, but he was always fun to watch in the preseason games because he understands the system. He's a very athletic guy, makes a lot of plays with his feet, and he's a smart guy. He's got every ability to run the scheme and run the system the way they want to. Obviously, nobody's gonna you can't just replace Aaron Rodgers and not miss a beat to some extent, but he's a guy that we always had confidence in, when I was there, that you could go in there and get the job done. So definitely going to present a challenge.
The red zone struggles. You guys had 480 yards of offense. Do you think you figured out some of the issues you've been having in some of the protection and passing game?
I think we've took some steps in some other areas, but it's one thing we talked about, not letting any other aspect of our game drop off when we're trying to focus on a different aspect. So we're definitely looking to play a complete game for the first time this year. I think it's a good time for it.
What about Taylor starting to work his way back in? What does that mean? Decker starting to work his way back in a little bit?
Yeah, it's huge. I think, those guys, Greg, Mahalik, those guys all did a nice job so far stepping in and competing their ass off for us at that spot. But just like any position, anytime you get a starting player back, obviously gives you a boost. And Taylor's one of the best young left tackles in the game right now. Missed a little bit of time. So if we can have him this week, great. If not, we know he's close. And anytime you get a very productive player back for you, obviously gives you a nice little jump.
How much do you think your familiarity with the scheme and personnel in Green Bay will help you guys this week? Or do you think that's an angle that's kind of overblown?
I think it's kind of overblown just because, I'm not going to bring any knowledge here that the guys that have been here for a while don't already know. I mean, we've, it's the teams that have played twice every year. So I think there's a lot of familiarity within the division about scheme. And, there's some things, you can say, hey, what were your calls in Green Bay? Well, I've done that before. We've had to change up calls. And, you kind of use them one way or the other kind of, to mess with guys. So, at the end of the day, you just got to play football. You got to trust your assignment and go out there and execute. So,
what about maybe like tendencies or weaknesses of defensive linemen? I mean, maybe you know those guys better than most. Do you think that helps?
A little bit, but to be honest with you, not a lot of those guys have too many weaknesses. I think Mike Daniels is one of the best defensive tackles in the game, just going against him every single day for 4 or 5 years. Guy who's always been underappreciated, always plays with very much high intensity. And then Clay Matthews, Nick Perry, I mean, everybody knows those guys are two of the best coming off the edge too. So definitely not a lot of weaknesses that you can share, but you just kind of, reaffirm everybody's belief in what you see from the film about what type of player they are, what type of moves they like to use, and you got to trust your preparation in that aspect.
It's just one other thing about Aaron. You had to play with him. Without him for a stretch of time in 2013, came back and won the division. But how did you prepare? How did you rally without him for that 7 games he didn't play? It wasn't just a half or a series, but a whole, almost a half a season. How did Mike McCarthy get you?
I think we put that seems like so long ago, to be honest with you. I think it was 2013, maybe. Yeah, I think obviously we got a lot of help that year winning the division at, I think it was 8-7-1. But I think at that time, we put a little bit bigger emphasis on trying to run the ball, take a little bit of pressure off the quarterback. But obviously they've got a lot of different playmakers now than we had back in 2013 when I was there. So anytime you lose a quarterback, I think you put a little bit more onus on rushing the ball and trying to make sure, you're making the quarterback comfortable. But watching their game against the Saints, it seems like they just played to what they believe in, played within the system and the scheme.